Here's today's In Touch reflection on freedom, our life in Christ.
This month's reflection is based on verse 11 of Galatians chapter 5. But as for me, brothers and sisters, if I still preach circumcision, why am I still persecuted? Then the stumbling block of the cross has been eliminated.
In 1 Corinthians 9, verses 20 and 21, Paul describes people with different practices and identities, and then explains that he became like each group in order to tell them the good news. Those of us who are believers know our primary identity is in Jesus Christ, but we each have a specific background that informs our life. Our ethnicity, family, and other identifiers were given to us by God. He formed every detail, and each of us uniquely bears His image. He wants us to honor His image in one another, no matter how different our backgrounds or circumstances. That's part of what it means to belong to the body of Christ, to fully embrace one another's differences, understanding that God intends to use every part of who we are to bring Him glory. That should affect how we think of people who aren't like us, especially other believers. It should also influence the way we evangelize, letting people freely come as they are. Think about it. Can you think of a time when you became aware of ways you were different from a group? Can you remember if anything made you feel welcome in spite of those differences? If not, what intensified your awareness of not fitting in? Consider how to apply your insights in your community.